Hello, outside students. This is your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Welcome to our today's e-learning English language for JS1 students. I hope you are with me. Our topic today is consonant cluster. Consonant cluster. That is under spoken English. Consonant cluster. I know you know that we have different sounds that make up the spoken English. That is made up of the consonant sounds and the vowel sounds. And for our previous studies on vowels and consonant sounds, we were able to find out that apart from few English words, that majority of the English words are made up of a combination of the vowels and consonants. Majority of the English words is made up of combination of both vowels and consonants, like in words, as in words like by, B-Y-E, which is made up of consonant B and vowel I. Another one, pet. Okay, by, b, and I, therefore giving us CV, that is C for consonant and V for vowel. Then we have pet, P-E-T, p, e, t, giving us C-V-C, p, c, that's consonant, e, v, v, that's vowel, and t, c, consonant, C-V-C. Then we have can have the one that have VC, that's up, 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 A for V, that's vowel, and P for C, that's consonant. So what are we trying to say? That English words can either be made up of CV, CVC, or VC, or even more than that, as the case may be, depending on the number of the letter of words of such words, or number of letters that made up such words. Okay, in contrast to these formations or these ways of forming English words, in contrast to many Nigerian languages which follow these rules, the English language allows more than one consonant to follow each other. English language allows more than one consonant to follow each other in a word or syllable. And that is what brings us to our topic, consonant cluster, which simply means a group of consonants occurring one after the other, a group of consonants occurring one after the other. That is following each other without any vowel. Following each other without any vowel. As we can see in the above examples, by, pet, up, we find out that is either that C, which is consonant, comes before V, and the other one CVC, the other one VC. There is no one that has consonant, consonant, vowel. Are you getting me? Or vowel, consonant, consonant. So they are somehow alternated. But in English language, there are some words that have a group of consonants following each word other, quite unlike other Nigerian languages. So in English language, it is possible to have up to three consonants at the beginning of a spoken word. That is three consonants following each other at the beginning of a spoken word. and up to four consonants at the end of a word. So whenever a consonant, more than one consonant appears, or two consonants or more than that are following each other in a word, we say that there is a consonant cluster. There is a cluster of consonants in that word. So we say that sometimes you can have three at the beginning of a word, or even four at the end of a word. For example, looking at the screen, you see the examples written there. Have a word like scribe. Scribe, can see it on the screen. Translate it. See that S, K, and R are following each other. That means we have three consonant clusters at the beginning. Then the next one, street. Street, still three consonant clusters, S, T, and R. And so on and so forth. Then we equally have words like exams. Exams. For example, A. At the end, we have M, P, T, and what? S. S. M, P, T, S. That's M, P, T, S. There are many letters? Four letters. That means they are all consonants following each other. Next one. Prawns. Prawns. Same thing. We have M-P-T-S at the end. I hope you are getting me. Whenever more than one consonant appears in a word, either at the beginning or at the end. When it appears at the beginning, it's called initial cluster. When it appears at the end, it's called end cluster. I hope you are getting me. Okay, let's go on. Consonant can therefore appear at the beginning or at the end of a syllable or word, as can be seen in the examples above. It can appear at the beginning, it can appear at the end. So whenever we are talking about consonant cluster, you should be able to note this. Emphasis should be made to pronouncement or to some consonants, to pronounce the consonants with consonant clusters in the correct order. Emphasis you made to pronounce consonants clusters in the correct order, not to make mistake, thereby taking note of the following. One, do not say, looking at your screen, you see it. Do not say ricks, ricks, that is k, before, instead of risk. Why pronouncing the word in the bracket there, risk? So you should help not to make mistake. Make emphasis or take note of some cognizance of it. Not to change the cluster or not to change the position of the letters because there is a cluster there. Secondly, do not reduce consonant clusters. Do not do what? Reduce consonant clusters. So you should not say atcha. Atcha, instead of actual, actual. Remember, k is there before ch. So you don't reduce it. Make sure you give it or say it in full in a word like actual. I hope you are getting me. Third one says, avoid inserting a vowel between consonant clusters. Do not put a vowel in between consonant clusters. Thereby, do not say spirit, spirit, instead of spirit, spirit. Why pronouncing the word spirit? I hope you are getting it. So don't insert another vowel where it's not supposed to be. Remember, there is cluster in s and p. So don't insert a vowel between s and p. The fourth one says, try to recognize consonant clusters in some words with the sound ye. You can see it written there. Recognize consonant cluster in some words with ye and wo, which they are present and not obvious in their spelling. You know why pronounce the word with ye and wo? You might not see it in their spelling but they are obvious, only noticeable in pronunciation. It's when you are pronouncing them that you notice that they bear such words, sound. So you don't see it when you are spelling such one. So in words like news, 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 at the spelling, you might not see ye there. But while pronouncing it, it's a news. So take note that there is a cluster there between N and ye. Initial cluster. I hope you are getting me. Okay. Another one. Penguin. 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 You find out that while the spelling, there's no wo between after G. But why pronouncing it? You say penguin. Penguin. You hear the win at the end. Another one is a word like cube. 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 In spelling, there's no E. But the why pronouncing it? You say cube. You can hear that cube. There is E after K. That is to say there is a cluster there too. Another one is sweet, sweet, not sweet, sweet, S-U-I-T-E, not the one you lick. So in pronunciation, in spelling, you might not see the wo, but in pronunciation, there is wo there. I hope you are getting me than so many other examples. So in such type of words, always recognize the cardinal cluster there, the cardinal cluster there. So pronunciation, what are we trying to say? That it is your pronunciation that matters and not the word spelling. When you're talking about cardinal cluster, it's only the pronunciation that matters and not the word spelling. Now let's look at examples of words with two and three consonant initial cluster. Examples of words with two and three initial consonant clusters. So written below, we have two consonant word initial cluster and the other one three consonant word initial cluster. Stated as you can see it in this your screen, you have two this side, the other one three. Two there stands for two consonant word initial cluster, another one three stands for three consonant word initial cluster. So under two we have spin, s and p. You can see it's s and p. Then we have under two we have spin, flu, black, fright, pray. I hope you are getting it. Can we see the clusters at the beginning? Just two consonant cluster at the initial. Then the other side, under three, we have straw, sprout, script, scream, and other ones. You can see the three consonants following each other at the beginning. I hope you are there. Okay. From the examples, now look at the examples. That's those examples. From those examples given above, we can find out that words with initial three consonants. Are you there? Initial three consonants. Under three. The words with initial three consonants, consonant clusters, usually begin with words, s sound. Can you see that? They usually begin with words, s sound, in the cluster. So you should take note of that. None of them has another sound except words at their beginning. I hope you have seen that. Okay, let's proceed. Examples of words with two, three, and four N consonant cluster. N now, not initial. Remember we said that we can have up to four N consonant clusters. So let's give examples of those with two consonant ending and three consonant ending and four consonant ending. Are we there? Under two we have cyst, cyst, s and t, st, st. Moot, moot. Remember we're not talking about spelling, we're talking about what sound. Moot, moot. Okay, we have begged, begged, packed, packed, Are we there? Then under three, we have leaves. Leaves. Look at your end. Three consonants at the end. Month. Month. Remember that TH is one sound. F. Not a letter. We're not talking about spelling. We're talking about pronunciation. Cleansed. Cleansed. No, s and the. Answer. Sorry. Rents. Rents. Then under four, we have wrinkles. Wrinkles. Texts. Texts. If you look at that one, it might look confusing. But in pronunciation, text. Text. The X there has two sounds there, k and s. Texts. So that is why there are four consonant ending there. Attempts. Attempts. Bangles. 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 Let's take them again. Ringles. Texts. Attempts. Bangles. I hope you are there. These are examples of words with what and clusters. Words with what? Consonant clusters are the words and. Now let's look at going into word boundaries. What do we mean by word boundaries? This simply means where one word ends and another one begins. Word boundary is where a word ends in a sentence and another one begins. We call it the word boundary. Are you getting me? It is equally possible to have clusters at word boundaries. Clusters can appear at what? Word boundaries. For example, on your screen, you can see them. Flat rate. Flat and what? Rate. At the end of flat, you have t. And at the beginning of the other one, you have what? R. So there is a cluster in the word boundary there. Flat rate. B said world cup. World cup. The other one say trash can. Trash can. D said French test. French test. And E said canned food. Canned food. See, the underlying letters are where there are clusters. And they all appear at word word boundary. That's at the end of the word first word and at the beginning of the next one. I hope you got my illustrations. Now, what are we talking about in the whole? And the whole, we're about to talk about consonant cluster. That consonant cluster is what? A place or a group of consonants occurring one after the other without a vowel in their middle. Without any vowel in their word middle. Whenever there is what? Two or more consonants following each other, it is called, we say that we have a consonant cluster in such type of what? Word. Are we there? Then, what are the positions where a cluster can be found in a word? Say that it can be at the beginning of a word, it can be at the end of the word. And when it is at the beginning, it is called initial cluster, and when it is at the end, it is called end cluster. And remember, we said that we can have up to 2, 3, 4 clusters. 2, 3, 4 cluster, most especially at the end, you can have up to 4 at the end. Are you getting me? Okay, we should equally remember that the order of pronouncing words with clusters should not be altered. Should not be what? Altered. Remember the order of pronunciation of words with word clusters. You do not say risks instead of risk. You should not say actual instead of actual. Shouldn't insert a vowel between two clusters. That is saying something like spirit. No, it's wrong. Don't say spirit instead of spirit in a word spirit. And you should equally try to recognize consonant cluster in sounds and words with sounds ye and wo, ye and wo, as it is pronunciation that matters and not the word spelling. Though you might not see them in spelling, but in our pronunciation they are there. Okay, we should talk about, we equally talked about words beginning with that. A word beginning with always give us what? Or sorry, that words with three clusters at the beginning are always starts with what? Sound, as we can see in the examples when we gave that of two and three consonants initial cluster. You find out that most three consonants initial structure clusters begins with what? Sound. Okay, lastly, we talked about word boundaries. Word boundaries, that is where one word starts and the other begins. It is called a word boundary. And we said that can equally have cluster in word boundary. Can equally have consonant cluster in word what? Boundary. We give examples like flat race, World Cup, trash can, French test, canned food, and so many other examples. I think you understood my explanation this morning. Okay, having gone through the lesson, I want us to do this as assignment to prove or to help me evaluate you, know whether you understood my lesson. What is my assignment? You can see it below. But for further explanation, I would like to throw more light on it. What do I need? Just write, there are words that are listed. Say, the question said, write the following words in the correct table. We have words like sky, jar, bee, tray, straight, fly, pneumonia, shrink, crabs, juice, suit, choir, scratch, Britain, and others. Such words, then you have your table below. You can see the table, the first one, one initial consonant, second one, two initial consonants, and the last one, three initial consonants. So in that table, when you look at what we have studied so far, pick these words to know where they belong. The ones that have just one initial consonant, put it in the first column. That is one initial consonant. The one that has two initial consonants, put it there. And the one that have three initial consonants, put it. Remember, it is pronunciation that matters and not what spelling. Thank you and God bless you.